Okay, today's daf is Yerushalmi Brachos, daf Peches 88, as we continue here in the ninth parak of Maseches Brachos. Again, these shiurim are sponsored by the Elman family, Lili Nishbas, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Chil, Michal Fagelman, Bunya Bas, Rabbi Chaim, Asher Fagelman, Rabbi Gershon, Lipa, Barley, Basriel, Rubin, and Bashbas Rabbi Yamin Rubin, Aleihem Mashalom. We also look forward to those who could join us in Woodmere next Tuesday night for the shiur of the last daf and Asiyam, Maseches Brachos. We'd love to see everybody there, whoever could join. There's a sign up on the all daf, and be in touch with the OU. Okay, so let's get into Pei Ches, we're on the top of the, we're on the bottom of the Amud. Pei Zayin Amabez. Let's get into the next mission. Again, a lot of brachas that we are going to talk about today. So says the Gemara. Malkam Shnekar Meno Avodah Zarah, Omer. A place, if somebody passes, like the Mishnah said, a place where Avodah Zarah was uprooted from, Omer, Baruch Sha'akar Avodah Zarah Mi'artzeinu. So one says, blessed is Hashem that uprooted Avodah Zarah from our land. Masnisa, says the Gemara, Kishenekar Mikol Makomos Eretz Yisrael. The Mishnah is only when it was uprooted from all of Eretz Yisrael, then you could say Mi'artzeinu. Avalam Nekar Mimakom Echad. But if it's only uprooted from one place, Omer Baruch Sha'akar Avodah Zarah Minamakom Hazeh, then you only say, Baruch is blessed is Hashem that uprooted Avodah Zarah from this place. Nekar Mimakom Echad V'nikva Mimakom Acher. If it was uprooted from one place and put in another place, Makom Shenitna Bo, the place that it was put, Omer, Baruch Erech HaPayim, Lo'ovrei Ritzono, as we had yesterday. U'makom Shnekar Mimenu, and the place that it was uprooted from, Omer Baruch Sha'akar Avodah Zarah Minamakom Hazeh. Sometimes you say two brachas, like we had earlier. Sometimes you'll say Diana Emes and Atova Hametiv. On the same thing, remember the locusts that are coming, right? If somebody's gonna, the locusts come, they destroy the crops, you say Dayan Emes. Then you can eat the locusts, you're gonna say Shakol Nebivaro. So you can make two brachas. The Gemara says if you get, somebody gets a big Yerusha, but they lost their relatives, you Dayan Emes for losing of the relative, and then Hatova Meitiv or Shechianu on the money. But we also add this tefillah in. Kishem Shakarta Osama Namakam Azeh, just like it was uprooted from this place, Kach Takar Osa Menamakam was Kulam. So too it should be uprooted from all places. And the hearts of those that serve them should serve you. Says the Gemara. Are you we davening here for Ovdei Avodah Zarah? Remember, we have the machlokas between Bruria and Miriam, Bruria and Rabbi Meir in the first parak in the Bavli of Maseches Brachos about Yitamu Chataim or Yitamu Chotim. So here, this relates to that. Are we supposed to daven for the Ovdei Avodah Zarah? Or Lachora, this includes where it says, Minamakomos Kulan, that Lachora includes Chutz La'aretz. And the Haredim explains, and the other Mepharshim, Ruban Goyim. Vidimsa Mispala, we're davening for them to come back, to drop their Avodah Zarah. So the Gemara says, yeah, Tani Rabbi Shmuel ben Gamliel Omer Afa Chutz La'aretz Zarach Lo Amar Kein. Also in Chutz La'aretz. Why also in Chutz La'aretz? So explains the Mepharshim, the Haredim, and the Pnei Moshe, both here, quote, from based on the Pasuk in Svanya, based on the Gemara, Asidin L'Hiskayer, because many of them will ultimately convert, and therefore we daven for them. Some say that maybe it doesn't mean literally convert, but it can mean just recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? The end of the Rambam in Hilchos Malachim, where the Rambam talks about Mashiach and Lasa Lavo, everybody's going to recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It doesn't say everybody's can convert. But Ubaosos man, lo yesham lo rav, lo melchama, lo kin of atachrus, there won't be any wars, shatova tia mushpas harbe, v'chol amadanim mitzuyim ka'afar, all the delicacies will be very prevalent, v'lo haya esek kol ha'olam, elo ladas zashem bilvad. The Asik of the whole world. Doesn't say they'll be Jewish, maybe, but the whole world, the Das Hashem Bavad, Lefichach Yiyu Chachamim Gedolim V'yodim, Dvarim Hastumim Ha'amukim, Yasigu Das Barim K'vikoach Ha'adam. Kimal Arat Das Hashem, Kamayim Layam Mechasim. And again, it does not say Beferish, but that is what the Rambam says. Again, the Mishnah says in Perkei Avos, Chaviv Adam Shenever B'Tzelem. Every Jew has a Tzelem Elokim, and every person in the world has to turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The tshuva of Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe discusses, do Goyim have to daven? Or it's not one of the Sheva Mitzvos B'nei Noach. He has this in Arachayim, Chelek Beis, Simen Chav Gimel, Simen Chav Hei. Does a Goy have to daven? So he says, Lenin B'nei Noach, in Mechuyev B'tfila, Pashut Eina Mechuyev. So Rav Moshe says, for sure he's not Mechuyev, to halo nimnu baha mitzvos tachayev B'nei Noach. V'chein luhuska b'Rambam. It's not in the Rambam, it's not listed. Does he get a mitzvah? My house is the house of tefillah for all nations. Rashi there in Yeshayo, v'lo li Yisrael of Adam. and not just for Jews. Vimhu legerim she is gairu ha'him ki Yisrael mamish. That can't be referring to gerim because they're Yisrael. V'zehayin nikro li Yisrael of Adam. Right, that would be included in Yisrael. L'chein barur shekoy gam lebnei nechar. Bnei Samikdash is going to be for goyim. Shalod is gairu. Umekayim rak mitzvah shachayev bnei noach. So Moshe says, not everybody's going to convert. V'yemkin harayu kumafurish. Sha'af shepetur mitfila mikol makom kishem ispal and Lashem yisbarach osin mitzvah. They don't have to daven, but when they daven, they're doing a mitzvah. Tim lokein is a shevachu, but ma sheyikra beis tefila yikol ha'amim. If not, what shevach is it that it's the beis tefila for all nations? Imein lanachram shum mitzvah betfilasam. Umistaver shu b'chashivus de'ena mitzvah v'yose u'bischar zeh. It's like an ena mitzvah v'yose. But then Rav Moshe says, this is only stam everyday davening, but when there's a tzara, a tzara, like the Ramban emphasizes, then even a guy has to turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Chiyuv. Aval nir l'neas dar titu rak l'kvo chiyuv l'ispalel. Av k'shein lo tzarech miyucha l'vake she'ez adavar. Aval k'shem ispalo rak she'ez lo tzarech, kon she'ez lo chole, o she'en lo parnasa hu k'chiyuv mamish. That's a chiyuv mamish, because we have to recognize that's a function of emuna. And all... everyone in the world, Bnei Noach, has to have emuna. Mishum dezeo ikur emuna b'Hashem Yisbarach. Shirakua nosim parnasa. V'arofei cholim. V'sheina boteach al Hashem Yisbarach. V'ainu mispala elav harukeinu mamin bo. You think the world is mikre. U'mamin b'dvar macherim. V'emuna b'Hashem Yisbarach. Av shalohu zkar zeh b'minyan Hashem v'mitzvos. V'adehu mechuyiv lahamin. Where do the mitzvos come from? And there Moshe gets into, what is a goy daven? But again, a goy has a place in the future, and a place whether they're actually going to convert or just recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu clearer. So that is the discussion. Continuing. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said maybe it's based on the following Kriyan Ksiv in Koheles. Ki mi asher yichubar, who is attached, yichubar, but yivuchar Ksiv. It's written, the Ksiv is yivuchar from the word bachar, to choose. So whoever chooses properly is attached. El kol achayim ish bitachon, that's a continuation of the Pasuk. Shekolz mancha adam chay, yesh lo tikva, a person, as long as he's alive, there's tikva, there's hope for him to come back and do tshuva and to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, meis of the tikvasa. But once he dies, it's done. My taima, but most adam rasha, tova tikva, then there's no more hope after that. Interesting, we're talking about a chav adam shenivra b'tselem, every person is nivra b'tselem, the meshachachma in Breishis, on the pasuk of Nasa Adam, b'tselmeinu kin musenu, the meshachachma notes that selem elokim is b'chira chavshis. That's what Selam Elokim is. And therefore, every person has Selam Elokim, because every person has Bechira Chavshis. Says the Meshach Chachman, Aleph Chav Vav, Hatzelam HaElokhi, Hua Bechira HaChavshis, Beli Teva Machriach, Rak Mi Ratzon, Veseichel Chavshi. Hine Yediyaso Yizbarach, Eina Machrasa Bechira. The fact that Hashem knows, as we know, does not uproot the fact that we have free choice. Ki Ein Yediyaso Ba'a Nosefes, Ki Yediyah Shal Basar Vadam, Haba Miachushim. Rak Hiatz Musi Yizbarach, right? His Yediyah is not separate from him, it is him. Right, and that's the lashon of some of the Gaonim, Ilu Yedativ Hayitiv. Right, if I would understand him, so then I would be him. Rak Zos Anu Yodim, Shal Bechira Chavshis Hu Kemitzimtzum HaElokus. Somehow Bechira Chavshis is based on the fact that Hashem minimizes himself, Shashem Yisbarach Meniach Makom Lebruav La'asos Kvi Mashi Yivcharu. He gives them the option, the choice. Vishlal Vishalam Yimifaleim HaGzeira V'Achlata B'Pratiyah. So he takes away the fact that anything is decreed. Right, and he leaves that, and that's Selam Elokim, and that's what Jew and non-Jew has, as long as they are alive. Tani Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Here we go. Shlosh Advar Bazarach Adam Lomar B'chol Yom. There are three brachas that we say every morning. Baruch Shalom Asani Goy. Baruch Shalom Asani Bur. Right, the Bavli changes that to Shalom Asani Aved. But here we have Shalom Asani Bur in ignoramus. Somebody who's not knowledgeable. Baruch Shalom Asani Isha. So what are these three? Baruch Shalom Asani Goy. Why do we emphasize that? She'en Agoyim Klum. Kol Agoyim Ka'ayin Negdo. Because their life is not full of mitzvos. And therefore we say, Baruch Hashem, thank you for not making me somebody without mitzvos. Right? If we would just say Shasani Yehudi, then we wouldn't be able to focus on each of these details. So I have more mitzvos than a guy. Kol Agoyim Ka'ayin Negdo. That is based on that they don't have 613 mitzvos. The Abu Draham quotes... let's just finish, and then we'll talk. Baruch Shalom Asani Bur, Shein Bur Yerechet. I want to be able to do mitzvot. So you didn't create me a bur. Yeah, interesting. A bur, can a bur change who he is? right? He could study and learn, but thank you for that. I'm not a boor, so I could talk to you and fear God in that way. Baruch shelo asani isha she'eino isha mitzuva ala mitzvahs, because a woman is not mitzuva on all the mitzvahs like a man is, and a man thanks HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the tzivui more than an eved, more than an isha, and the like. The Abu Dram discusses, what about a ger? What about a ger or a shavui? The Abu Dram writes this on page Mem Aleph in the classic edition. So he says, Nishal Rama. So the Rama answers, Kach reinu she'ena bracha el al tchilas bir yaso shel adam. It's about she'asani, the tchila of a person. Lefichach ena ger mevarach shel asani goy. A ger can't say shel asani goy, according to the Abu Dram. Ela calls macha raso leidasu begdusha. Aval ha'shavui mevarach shel asani aved, because he wasn't made an eved. Right, she ain't low tiknu bracha zuba bnei ha'avdus atzma, elevene she ain't ha'eved chayeb mitzvahs ki Yisrael. Vein roi lova bako. There's a heart-wrenching tshuva. Every tshuva in the tshuvas being ma'amakim is heart-wrenching, but he discusses there, he was asked, can we say shalom asani avit, sitting here in the Holocaust? And he says, yes, because they can't take away our connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which makes us chavshi. They could physically be mishabed us and torture us, but we still say shalom asani avit. We are not their avadim, we're only avadim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rav Hirsch also writes on this, on the idea of women being tourists for mitzvah, say Shaman Grama, and we say Shalom Asani Isha. Why? Because we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the fact that we're chayev in many mitzvahs. Rav Hirsch says, as others do, women are pater from not too many, just a few mitzvahs that women are pater from, I don't know, 5 to 10, that they're pater from that men are chayev in, says Rav Hirsch, because women are more naturally spiritual. And they don't need as many mitzvahs as the men. But it seems to us, this is referred to the end of Parshas Emor. It seems to us rather much more likely that the Torah does not impose these mitzvahs on women because it did not consider them necessary to be demanded from women. All mitzvahs Zizman Grama are meant by symbolic procedures to bring certain facts, principles, ideas, and resolutions afresh to our minds from time to time, to spur us on afresh and to fortify us to realize them, to keep them. God's Torah takes it for granted that our women have greater fervor and more faithful enthusiasm for their God-serving calling, and that this calling runs less danger in their case than in that of men from the temptations which occur in the course of business and professional life. Thus, at the very origin of the Jewish people, God's foresight did not find it necessary to ensure their bond with Him by giving women some permanent symbol in place of milah for men. V'chulu, and he continues. So any mitzvah the women are not obligated is because they don't need it. The nasha asani kirtzono, that were made more to the natural state of being connected with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's mitzvah on a mitzvah on mitzvahs. Those are the three. Okay, Amar Rav Acha, back to that pasuk. Mi ki mi asher yuchubar v'gomer afilo osam shepashtu yideyam bezvul. Even those that stuck out their hand to the zvul. Zvul is the base of Migdash. Yish lam bitachon, there's still a hope. Who is this talking about? So the Ma'arav Folda says, Titus and Nebuchadnezzar. Even they, if they would do tshuva before they die, there's a place for them. There's a place for them. Even though they destroy the Beis HaMikdash. Rashi in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yud Zayin says, no, it means the Jews that caused the Churban Beis HaMikdash, right, with their actions. So either way, yesh lem bitachon. They have a way. Look, karvan yefshar, to be totally with Gan Eden sitting next to the tzaddikim. So maybe they can't get a front row seat. Shekfar pashi dam bezvol, because look what they did. That can't be erased totally from the record. It can be in a certain sense. That's tshuva. But not to be in the same place as the tzaddikim. Larakon yefshar shiasu tshuva. But they're not going to go into Gehenna because they did tshuva. Alein omer, they're kind of in the middle. V'yashnu shnas olam v'lo yakitsu. They're not going to go to Gehenna. They're not going to be fully in Gan Eden if they destroy the Mikdash, but it will be a respite for them if they do Shuva. Rabbanan Tekesra and Amri, they have a different pshat of this pasuk, or a different drasha. Ktani Goyim, children of idolaters, and the Reb Chaikievsky says, that died young, and they did not do idolatry. The Chayalosav Shal Nebuchadnezzar, or the soldiers of Nebuchadnezzar that were forced, Reb Chaikievsky, Shohayu Anusim, Ein Chayin Ve'ein Nidonim Aleihem. They're not going to totally come back to life because of what they did, but Ein Nidonim Aleihem, but they're not going to be judged for what they did. HaKosav Omer, Alein HaKosav Omer, V'yeshnu Shnas Olam V'gomer. The Ktani Goyim are a little more tricky, how to figure out exactly what does that mean, that Ein Chayin Ve'ein Nidonim Aleihem. Okay, not for now, look at the Mefarshim. Fine. Back to the Brachas. Over Lefnei Badi Avodah Zara Omer, or statements. Beis Geyim Yisach Hashem, you pass by a house of idolatry, one should say the house of those who are arrogant should be destroyed by God. Rav Yossi Barbun b'shem Rabbi Levi, ro'osam mizavlin, right? That means fertilizing, or the other gear says mizabchin lavodazara, omer zoveach lalohim yacharam. So it could be mizavlin is used as a the way that we make fun of the idolatry. But either way, it means when we say that pasuk that somebody who sacrifices to one of their gods shall be wiped out. Haro asakushi, back to the other berachas hashevach. Haro asakushi, somebody who sees akushi, that means somebody who is not supposed to be, as we'll see, somebody who unusual, not something natural, based on where they are from, but somebody who has black skin, that it's not supposed to have black skin. Vesagichar, somebody who has red skin. Vesalavkan, somebody who has white skin. Vesakipach, somebody who is very tall and he can't keep his body up as he gets to be hunchback. Vesananas, these are all unusual. Omer, Ananas is a midget. Omer, Mishana es Abrius. Make a bracha, Hashem, who changes creates unusual creatures. Esakatua, Vesasuma, Vesmuke Shrin, somebody who is an amputee, a blind person, Muke Shrin, somebody who is covered with boils. Omer, Barach, Dayan, Ha'emes. Masnisa, Kshu, Shleim, Minishtanu. All these only apply if they were born healthy and then they became ill and deformed. Avalam Haya, Kemi, Me'aimo, Omer, Barach, Mashana, Sabrias. Then you would say Mashana, Brias about these all. So the postkim discuss that these should, many of these are not said today, and especially should not be said in a way that would cause hurt and embarrassment to the person. They're not a chefsa that one has to make a bracha on. Haro ilanus noim ubnei adam noim. So when he sees beautiful trees or beautiful people, Omer Baruch Shekain Bara Brios Naos Baolamo, which have created beautiful things in the world. Right, the Bavli has Shekachalo Baolamo. A little bit different. Right, the Meiri says by all of these, quotes a machlokes. The Meiri quotes, is it one time in your life or is it every 30 days, like many of the other brachas. See, he quotes 2 days about that. G'dolei mafarshim shelo nomar kein al pam rishona, shuro ehu, v'li nira kol shu ehu l'prakim, v'chein kasvu shelo nomar kein ela she'adam she'zeh haroa mitztara shinuyo. Maybe only if somebody's in pain, they feel the pain, just like if you feel the beauty in the other ones. He says, v'einat v'ram nira li, I don't think it goes by the feeling. Shari'iyas hadvaram ha'mechudashim, af belo hana, v'af belo tsar, roi levarech aleim. It's more objective and not subjective based on the feelings. We continue. So the Gemara tells a story. So a beautiful non-Jewish woman and made a bracha. Right, different drushes that we learn that from Lo Sachanim. One of them is not allowed to compliment and show favoritism or give a present. Right, Lo Tien Lem Chayachin to the idolatrous women. So Gemara says, Ma Omar, Avsakta, what do you think he said? Avsakta, which is kind of like Beliya in Hara, meaning what beautiful? No, he didn't praise her, he praised Hashem. Lo Amar lo shekach bara brios na'os ba'olamo. Shekena filu ra gamal na'e. If he saw a beautiful camel, sus na'e, kamor na'e. Omar barach shabara brios na'os ba'olamo. So it wasn't to the woman, it was to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Gemara says, 1 second, Zudaka shabagablio le'estako benashim. What was he doing busy looking at the women anyway for? What was he doing in Staklus? Eladerach akmumisa haisa. No, it was like a corner, and they like almost bumped into each other. So he saw her without realizing, without preparation. There was no way that he could go on hahein pufsidas, like that place pufsidas. Vehibibash lobatavaso, and he just happened to see her, but it wasn't that he was having kavana for it. The idea of histaklus is a big discussion, both in general, for other women. The Gemara talks about different levels, and even in English we have different words. Glance, look, stare, gaze. We're out on the street, and we function in the world, but we have to make sure that there are differences between, like he glanced, but he didn't look or stare or focus. So we have to make sure that we are focused on Shmiras Einayim. Good. Kara Gever Omer. If somebody hears the rooster sound off in the morning, he says, Baruch HaCham HaRazim. Not the bracha that we're normally used to for that. Hashem gives wisdom. Mishas Batuchos Chachma. V'gomer. Omer B'Levi. So how do you know a Gever is an Sechvi, as we'll get to the bracha that we say, right? The continuation of that pasuk of Misam Batuchos Chachma Minatan La Sechvi Bina. That's the pasuk in the end of Eov, right? In those prakim that Kadosh Baruch Hu is telling Eov, when finally Kadosh Baruch Hu reveals himself to Eov and shows him all the world and shows him all the cosmos, he says, Eov, you understand the animal kingdom? So this is one of those psukim. Omer B'Levi, Baravia Koron Le'imra Yo Yovla. In Arabia, they call a lamb, a sheep, Yovel. V'yibimshoch b'keren ha-Yovel. Ba'Afrika karan l'nida galmuda. They call a nida galmuda, alone. V'anishchula v'galmuda. B'romi tzvachin l'tarnagola, sechvi. In Rome, they call a rooster a sechvi, o minatan la-sechvi bina. That's that pasuk in Eov. So that's the first bracha we say every morning. We say it's also some part of the wisdom of that rooster is that the rooster, even when it's still dark, he's already, cockadoo or whatever sound that he makes. So that's the wisdom, to see light when it's still dark, to see geula when there's still galus. Haroach losin, if somebody sees many, many Jews, Omer, Baruch, or many people, Baruch Acham Harazim, the Bavli talks about Jews and talks about 600,000 Jews. The Yerushalmi here just says a huge amount of people. Ochlusin. We paskin Jews, 600,000. And also the Rambam, I think we alluded to this already, the Rambam quotes in Eretz Yisrael. Right, like we mentioned last time, two shiurim ago, that where does the Rambam get that from? That's a question. But the Rambam says that in Hilchos Brachos, in Perek Yud, Elef B'nei Adam Ke'echad. If you see 600,000, im goyim heim omer busha imchem od chafrei odasechem v'im Yisrael heim ube eretz Yisrael mavarch baruch Hashem chacham harazim. You make that bracha. Okay, says the Gemara. Baruch Hacham Arzim. Kishem Sha'im Partzufein Domin Zelazeh. Just like people's faces are not like each other, Kach Ein Daitan Domin Zelazeh. Everybody thinks differently. Benzoma Kshaya Roach Lusim Yerushalayim. When Benzoma saw the huge multitudes, Haya Omer Baruch Shabara Kalei L'Hashem Sheini. Blessed are all these people that serve me, that I sit and learn Torah, and I get everything ready for me. Kama yada yoga Adam Rishon ad shelo achal prusa. How much did Adam Rishon have to work until he had a piece of bread? He had to do all the lamates malachas. Charash, zara, nicheshi, plowed, he sowed, he weeded, eder, hoed, katsar, imer, dash, zara. He winnowed, and he threshed, and birer, tir, tochin, hirkid. He separated, he ground, he sifted, lush, kitef, afav, yachar, kachach, aprusa. After all of that, he was able to eat some bread. V'ani, I just go to the bakery. Ani omei b'shachar, so motzi kolela lefanai. I find everything ready for me. He says, what a bracha, right? Ben Zoma realized it was all done for him. Ra'akam igiyas Adam harishon achamasa chaluk, lilbosh. What about clothing? He says, what Adam harishon had to do? Gazas, he had to shear the wool from the sheep, libein, and clean it. V'nafats, and comb it into threads. V'tzava, and dye it. V'tava, and spin it into threads. V'arag, and finally weave it into clothing. Kibes, v'tafar, and sew things together. And finally, he was able to have a chalak to wear. I wake up in the morning and it's all done. I have it all. Right, the Rambam in a few places, in the Pirush Mishnayos, and in, I think in the Hakdama too, and the Shmona Prakam also, he talks about how everything in the world, like that Gemara says, Hakol b'shul chanina b'ni. Everything in the world is for Torah and for those that study Torah. And it could be, the Rambam has one line, that a king could build a palace, a huge palace, because in 1,000 years from now, there's going to be a tzaddik walking by that's going to be hot, that's going to need shade. And therefore, he's going to be in the shade, sit down and rest in the shade of the palace. Everything is connected, all time. Hashem is outside of time. So that's what he says here. I find it all. It's all made for me. Interesting about clothing, the Yafem Mare in the back wonders, one of the classic commentaries here on the Yerushalmi. What do you mean clothing? Hashem gave them clothing. Why do they need clothing? Hashem gave them the what to wear. So says the Yafei Marep that he gave it to them, but maybe it wasn't good for all seasons. I mean, it wasn't good for all seasons. Maybe I'll just find the Lashon here. He says, maybe, v'lekel ha-meimber t'shub not lo mimenu. You can't say that Hashem took it after, took the kosmos our back, because it says in the Medrash that Nimrod and Esav had it. V'shem l'tzorach ha-kor hutzrach od begadim. T'kosnos ha-or lo ha-yarak l'kisui ba'alma. O ha-yu kfeidim, u'me'achom ha-yatzorach lo-bosh kal-mehem. Either they were too heavy or they were too light. So that's why you needed other ones. Interesting. Continuing, says Ben Zoma, Kama Bali Umnis, Mashkim Minumar even. How many people get up early and late? V'ani Omei Chachris. I get up in the morning. Omotzi Kol Eilu Lefanai. Right? I'm not a handyman. I'm just in Torah, and everything is given to me. V'chein Haya Ben Zoma Omer. Ben Zoma also used to say, he appreciated. That was what we learned from this Gemara, to appreciate what we're given. O Rach Ra Ma'u Omer, what does a bad guest say? V'chima Chadim Shabbal Abayis. What I eat already from him? What did he give me? V'chima Shasisi Mishabbal Abayis. Chaticha Achaz Achalti Lo. What I ate? One piece of meat? Kos Yain Shasisi Lo. One kos? If he was making food anyway. So he threw a little bit more in. Ah, the tircha. It was all just for his wife and kids. And that's what an orach ra, he does not appreciate. Aval orach tov omer, barach balabayis. Zachor balabayis latova. Wow. He appreciates every little thing that he's given. Kama yain hevi lefanai. How much wine did he give me? Kama chatichos hevi lefanai. How much meat? Kama tarech tarach lefanai. Every little thing. Kol masha tarach lo tarach ala bishvili. Wow. He gives me so much. I appreciate it so much. V'cheinu omer, zachor, kisaski palo. His actions are great. Asher shor anashim, that men will sing about. So I want us to recognize and have hakaras hatov to everything that that he gives. As we mentioned previously, that's the Maharal, that when it comes to Sibri Tzias Mitzrayim, there's no limit, because, you know, that's hakaras hatov. Right? That's not limited to siyamtinu kule shivchi demarech, as the Gemara says in Brachas in the Bavli, daf lama gimel. Halacha Beis, the second Mishnah now in the Perek. Al Azikim, on shooting stars, v'al Azavaos, and on earthquakes, v'al Abrakim, lightning, v'al Ra'amim, thunder, v'al Ruchos, strong winds, unusually strong winds. Hu Omer Barsha Kocho Ugvraso Malei Olam. These are all, they fill the world. Right? We know that on lightning we see Osim Asim Rishas. That's what the Mishnah says. Al Hahar Malakbos Vala Yamim Vala Naharos, on unusual, not just Stama mountain, on unusual mountains and gvos and valleys, Vala Yamim, and on seas, Vala Naharos, rivers, Vala Midbaros, Walmer Baruch Ose Bracious, or Ose Masi Bracious, on the Niagara Falls, on the Grand Canyon, anything unusual, a wonder of the world, not something that is ordinary, that one sees all over. That's what the Mefarshim say, look in the Yeruch HaShulchan. The Yeruch HaShulchan points this out, that it's not any har or any valley that one sees, but it has to be Mishuna. Right? He says, Dibinan harim ugvos mishunim begovham. Right? Things that are unusual. Kimo, harare elef, vahare pirago, vahare har kazabak, right? Vahare abarat, vahadome, and also big rivers. We're not talking about the usual. The big unusual rivers in that case. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Haros Hayamagadol Baruch Omer Baruch Shasas Hayamagadol. If one sees the Yamagadol, then you say Baruch Shasas Hayamagadol. Bizvanju Oru El Prakim. As long as you only see it once every 30 days. What is the Yam Hagadol? So the Rush already was asked this question. The Rush in Etshuva in Dalad. The Rush was asked, and he says Yamagadol does not mean the Mediterranean, even though that's what it means in Chazal. But here we're talking about brachas. Talking about brachos. Brachos have to do with largeness, not chashivus because of Eretz Yisrael. Imu yam okiyanis, he says, is it the Atlantic? Oh, imu yam agadol shalanu, she'ovrim bo le'Eretz Yisrael Mitzrayim, yireh, shu yam okiyanis dafka. It's the ocean. Afal b'shebalashan ha'kasav nikra yam shalanu hagadol, ki ugvul ma'ravi shal Eretz Yisrael. Still, hachamashbu shu yam okiyanis, he thinks it's the okiyanis. That's what they rush. If you look in Shulchan Aruch, the Shulchan Aruch passes against this. This rush. The Shulchan Aruch says, Beferish, it means the Mediterranean. It says Mediterranean. And the Mishneh Berurah and the Rosh HaShulchan both say, I'm not so sure, probably should not say it with Shem and Malchus, because we're not sure exactly what it's referring to. The Shulchan Aruch says, Yama Gadov, Hu Yam She'ovrim Bo, La'eretz Yisrael Ula Mitzrayim. Baruch Atah Hashem L'kenem Echolam, Oseh Hayam HaGadol. The Mishneh Berurah says that harbe achronim pligi ala machaber v'sfirli didafka yam okiyanis yam agadol shebechol hayamim shemakivis kol haolam alav kavu bracha b'vnei asma b'nei galo aval yam she'ovrim bo l'eretz Yisrael l'nikra l'inyin zeh yam agadol u'mavarchan alav kemo al shar yamim. You just make a bracha osim asev reishis, but you wouldn't make the bracha of the unique bracha on the yam agadol. Continuing, alag shavim bel besaros tovos, on rain after, when it's much needed. And besaros tovos, good news. Hu omer baruch atova ametiv, v'al shmuos haraos, hu omer baruch dayan ha'emes. Right, we'd spoken in the past about the tzlach's comment in Pesachim, daf nun, in the Bavli, about bizman hazeh, we make these two brachas. But in the future, we're going to make the atova ametiv, even on what took place in this world. Well, now we have to say dayan ha'emes, but in the future, we'll say the atova ametiv, even on the shmuos raos, because we'll recognize that it wasn't ra. It's also different. The Mefarshim point out Besoros Tovos and Shmuos Raos. The different word that's used. Tani Bar Kapara Masrin Al Azvos. We blow shofar whenever there's an earthquake. It's terrible. Shmuel Amar. In Avar Hahin Zika B'Ksil Machre V'Olam. If a shooting star would go through the constellation Ksil, the world would be destroyed. Masivin L'Shmuel V'Anachamin Le'Avar. We saw one go through it. Amar Lon, he says, less Esher. It's not possible. Ola Elmine, Ola Ramine. It was either in front of it or behind it. It was not in it. Shmuel Amar, and then Shmuel says, similar idea in the Bavli. Chakimana b'shkake shemaya, kishkake nardo akarsi. I know the pathways of the heavens, like I know the pathways of my city nardo. Bar min hahein zika less an ayodamahu. Except I can't predict and I can't know about these shooting stars. That's not based on any knowledge that I could figure out. V'rishmuel alo shemayim. How did Shmuel know? Did he go up to heaven? Ella al shem ki mi yisaper shechakim b'chachma. Who could talk about the heavens with Chachma? What does this mean? So some say this means through Torah. Through Torah. Some say he studied it and it was very smart. And Kadosh Baruch Hu Gishmaya. Right? So I heard Bashim of Shlomo Zalman once. What is this adding? Every line in the Gemara tells me something. Why didn't it just say he knew that the pathways of the heavens? So he explained that Shmuel was a doctor. And if you're an EMT, you have to know the roads in your city to know the fastest way to get there. You know, sometimes there'll be a traffic jam and you have to know. Even Waze might not even always be able to help you. So that is telling you a halacha, that he knew the streets of Narada also. That's just why it's formulated like this. Good. Eliyahu zachor latov shalor ibn Ahurai, ibn Mabon, Zavo, Isla'olam. Why? They're earthquakes. Armalei bavon, shumas and maestras. After all, people don't give Shumas and Maestras properly. Because of Echad Omer Tavaneini Hashem Lakecha Ba, Hashem looks at the world with compassion. Because of Achera Hamabil Ares Vatirad Yiga Baharmi Yeshanu. HaKetzad Yizkayim Vashneksu Malalu. How do these come together? Bishash Yisrael Otzer Mitzvah Shemako Momotzi and Maso Sim Ketiknon. When we do what we're supposed to do, Tavaneini Hashem Lakecha Ba, Mereshes Hashana Vanachbaras Hashana, Veinin Izokes Klum, and we're not damaged. Bishash Ein Yisrael Otzer Mitzvah Shemako, Vein Motzi and Maso Sim Ketiknon. If we don't follow what we're supposed to be doing, Hamabil Ares Vatirad. That's the answer to the stira that Elio asked Reb Nehorai, and Reb Nehorai gave him that answer. Interestingly, we'll have to continue the conversation, Be'ez Hashem, next time.